You're listening to WLVR. This is Beyond the Beat. Host Stephen G. Wenmall talks with local journalists about news stories in the Lehigh Valley. This week, Lehigh Valley Public Media's Ben Stemrick and The Morning Call's Kayla Dwyer. Stephen starts by asking Ben about the portrayal of local activist groups in the Lehigh Valley.
Heard critics of Black Lives Matter call it a Marxist movement. Some people describe this group as radical. Some people even say it's thuggish. Do you think this is an accurate characterization of the movement locally?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, right off the bat, I think the word thug is often used just to diminish young Black men in general, and has been for some time. As far as, you know, radical and Marxist, I think those terms are often used without perspective, especially in this case. I think whether you're talking about Black Lives Matter or the Back the Blue side, when you boil it down, they both just want tax dollars to go towards specific things and not towards other specific things. So, you know, who would be the Marxist side here? And I do think a lot of these ideas are considered radical. If you look at the history of our country, I mean, in cities across our country, traditionally police force, you know, they get a large chunk of the budget there. Traditionally we haven't seen them held accountable like people are asking for now. So yeah, that may be considered radical to some.
And I imagine that the word radical isn't considered an insult to people who champion this cause. Perhaps it takes radical change for something to actually happen substantially. Now, protesters have called out police departments across the country, and that includes here in the Lehigh Valley. Some are pushing to abolish the police. Others want to defund the police. But Ben, when we talk about Allentown, what do people want and why?
When the rallies that I've been to, pretty much what you hear is defund the police. I think no matter where you go in the country, if you're going to one of these rallies, you're going to hear somebody say abolish the police, which means just get rid of them. But I think the overall feeling when you speak to the organizers, they don't want to get rid of police. They want police to be focusing on the major crimes, the rapes, the murders, the things like that. But what they don't think should be happening is if, you know, a 13-year-old kid with Down syndrome has an episode at a school, why are police being the ones being called? And I think that's where some of the disconnect is with the defunding and the abolishing. I think people just look at them as the same. But here in the Lehigh Valley, they're pushing for defunding. They want tax dollars to go towards other things that they feel are not properly funded.
Kayla, I want to come to you with this. Ben mentioned defunding the police and perhaps the fear surrounding that phrasing, that language. Do you think there's a fear of semantics here about what activists really want and what people who support the police may be fearful of?
I absolutely do think that semantics plays a huge part in the division, too, and understanding what these phrases all mean. You know, phraseology here is really important. The phrase defund the police has been controversial in the national conversation. And I think that's a tool in itself, the controversy of that phrase and the power punch of that phrase. And then our local activists here, what they really mean by that is reallocation of funds, as Ben explained. But using that particular phraseology, there are folks who read that phrase and think, well, if someone gets murdered on my street, who am I going to call? Like, I want the police to still exist. And of course, as Ben explained, defund the police isn't quite going that far, at least here in Allentown. I think a lot of the source of division is getting pretty stuck on certain keywords.
Morning Call journalist Kayla Dwyer speaking with Lehigh Valley Public Media's Stephen G. Wenmall. Watch the full Beyond the Beat conversation tomorrow morning at 10 on PBS 39. This is WLVR.